History has been made on North America's highest peak. On Sunday, Lonnie Dupree became the first solo climber to summit Denali in the month of January. KTNA's Philip Manning has more.
The news of Lonnie Dupree's summit came out early on Sunday afternoon. His support team received a message from Dupree's GPS locator that he'd made it to the top of North America's highest peak. This attempt to be the first successful January soloist on Denali is Dupree's fourth. His previous three tries were thwarted by bad weather high on the mountain. Last Thursday, Lonnie Dupree shared via satellite phone his thoughts on being held back by poor conditions.
There's nothing worse than having to stay put, especially when you got 18 hours of darkness every evening. It makes for a very long night. And of course, it's just always having the weather pull the rug out from under you when you were psyched to go somewhere that day or do some climbing.
The weather did eventually break and allowed Lonnie Dupree to make a summit attempt on Sunday morning. According to his GPS tracker, he reached the summit just after 2 p.m. After receiving the GPS notification, Talkeetna Air Taxi pilot Paul Roderick says he took a plane up in an attempt to spot Lonnie Dupree on the descent, which can be just as dangerous as the climb in the winter.
We were concerned because the winds were picking up high, and it was gusting to 30 knots, and it didn't look like a place you'd want to be. But from the report that I just got, that when he summited, it wasn't as windy. It was relatively light wind, but he could feel it picking up, and he just raced off the top.
Paul Roderick says he began looking in the area of the summit, fearing that Lonnie Dupree had been pinned down by the increasing wind. Then, with daylight fading, he started to look lower on Denali.
We made it down lower to about 17, and we were getting knocked around pretty good at 17 by the time we saw him. But luckily, he had his headlamp, and that's the first thing. As I was looking at the 17 camp, just maybe 10 minutes out, we could see this, you know, light beaming up at us, and we're like, God, there he is. So it was good to see.
With weather potentially building to the south, Lonnie Dupree is not wasting any time in his descent. Paul Roderick says Dupree left his camp at 17,200 feet before 4 a.m. on Monday and could reach base camp by Tuesday afternoon, where he will await his flight back to Talkeetna. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.